to be or not to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or take arms against the sea of troubles and end them. To die to sleep. No more. And by a sleep to say, we end the heartache. And the thousand natural shocks the flesh is heir to. Is a consummation devoutly to be wished. To God. To sleep. Sleep. The chance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. From that sleep of death, what dreams may come. When we have shuffled off this mortal coil, it must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time? The oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love. The law's delay. Insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes. When he himself let his quietus make with a bare bodkin. Who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life? But that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country, from whose bourne no traveler returns, puzzles the will. And makes us rather bear these ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. And thus resolution is sickly ore with the pale castle of thought. And enterprises of great pitch and moment with disregard, their courses turn awry and lose the name of action. do now, the ferophilia. Nymph, in thy horizons, be all my sins remembered.